There are so many Democrats endorsing Chris Christie's re-election that they actually have a name, Christiecrats. There's the support of major power brokers like Essex County Executive Joe DiVincenzo.
It is because what he has shown working across the aisle, the bipartisanship, and it's for real.
And support from small-town mayors like Jennifer Naughton of Spring Lake Borough.
And we are pleased to stand with Governor Christie on his re-election bid.
So far, 43 elected Democrats have lined up behind Christie. They say they support the Republican because he welcomed President Barack Obama after Sandy. They liked when he criticized House Republicans for holding up relief funds. And they appreciate how he's crossed party lines to support their communities.
I'm a Democrat. I've been a Democrat all my life. He made it a point to reach out for me to help me in Harrison as a Hudson County Democrat. It's unheard of.
Harrison Mayor Raymond McDonough was the first Democratic mayor to endorse Christie. He says he decided to throw his support behind the governor when he vowed to get funding for the Harrison Path Station.
I've been mayor 19 years. I've been told by the Port Authority it was going to happen a number of times. Why hasn't it? He made it a point to approach me.
Now the station is poised for a $256 million overhaul. But some Democrats say they're distressed to see so many defections within the party. Democratic Assemblywoman Bonnie Watson Coleman is chair of the Barbara Buono for Governor campaign.
It's disturbing. It's not just puzzling. It's disturbing and unacceptable.
She says Christie's positions on issues are very different from Democratic principles. For example, the governor opposes gay marriage, has slashed funds for women's health care, cut tax credits for the poor, and rejected a proposed increase in the minimum wage.
Those, to me, are fundamental middle class, working class, family values issues that are representative of this Democratic Party and people who vote for Democrats.
Still, Patrick Murray, director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute, says he isn't surprised by the cascade of Christiecrats. The governor leads Buono in the polls 61-29, and he says Democrats are lining up behind the person they think is going to win. Plus, with the line item veto, the New Jersey governor has absolute power over budgets. And Murray says he hears from mayors they fear Christie because he holds a grudge.
And there's a sense that Governor Christie keeps a naughty list and a nice list. And you definitely don't want to be on the naughty list. And you want to try to get yourself at the top of the nice list.
But he says all this Democratic support could come back to bite Christie if he opts to run for president. While his bipartisanship might give him a boost in the general election, it could hurt his chances with the base. So he says Christie will have to be careful about how he represents those relationships on the campaign trail.
What he'll end up saying is that these Democrats came to him because they knew they had to work with him. He wasn't out there looking for Democrats to work with. And that's what he's going to bring to the table as a national political figure, is the ability to convince Democrats that the Republicans are right.
Christie also has to convince Republicans around the country that he's not too soft on Democrats. In the past week, he spoke at the Aspen Institute, railing against Obamacare. But what grabbed headlines was his criticism of libertarians who oppose electronic surveillance. In the midst of his re-election campaign to remain governor, the talk on cable news was about Christie's fight with Kentucky Senator Rand Paul over those remarks.
I find it interesting that Senator Paul is accusing us of having a gimme, gimme, gimme attitude towards federal spending, when in fact, New Jersey is a donor state, and we get 61 cents back on every dollar we send to Washington. And interestingly, Kentucky gets $1.51 on every dollar they send to Washington.
Suddenly, Christie's campaign for governor is sounding much more presidential. And that doesn't seem to be hurting him in New Jersey. Seven more Christiecrats announced their support this week. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.